At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. Welcome to the show. We are getting ready to kick off our live Disney broadcast. Being in Disneyland, it's like the sights, the smells. It's just, how can you not smile when you're here?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Cannot wait for my guy, Mickey. Not to mention chomping some churros. So, yeah.
It's going to be a great morning. Make sure you stick around because not only are we going to give you a behind the scenes on everything Disney, but, you know, they're getting ready for Halloween time here at the Disneyland Resort. We were talking about Summerween. Mm-hmm. Well, it is time, and get ready to get the lowdown on the foods, the sights, all things Disney coming up when we start broadcasting live at 6 o'clock this morning. And at 7:30, we will get you tickets. We'll have your four packs of 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, along with that qualification for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels here at Disneyland and upgraded tickets. So that is all coming up. Make sure you are listening as we start the live broadcast at 6 o'clock. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. Pardon how loud I am right now.
You sound great.
We are trying to get our levels here. We are live from Disneyland broadcasting. This is such an exciting time of the year because we are getting ready to celebrate Halloween time here at the Disneyland Resort. And right after that, I can't tell you how excited I am for the holiday season festivities. And that's what we are talking about this morning. We also have your tickets coming up at 7:30 to join us here. Some park hopper tickets for you with the Mega Minute. But yeah, we came in on Saturday. We came in a day early. You guys arrived on Sunday. How mm-hmm. has it been for you so far?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. It's amazing how much you can do in 20 4 hours. I was just kind of reflecting, and right when we got here, we pretty much, you know, checked in, and we just hit the park, had a friend fly in town and meet me, and we did it. I, you know, Mercedes, I got to tell you, I'm not a roller coaster guy.
No.
And I rode the Matterhorn, which I know is a staple.
Oh my gosh, the Matterhorn, I can't ride that one. It jostles me around way too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Got to do it one time.
Oh, I've done it before.
Oh, you've done it? Okay.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. but the Incredicoaster, have you ridden that one yet? That
no.
is a fun one. That is at California Adventure.
Okay.
And then there's another, what's the other roller coaster? Oh, Big Thunder Railroad.
I haven't graduated there
yet. Oh, you got to get on it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it today.
Yeah, there's so much to do here. I'm really excited because it's like we were talking about how Summerween is a big thing where people are celebrating Halloween in the summer. And I know here we are, it's July 28th, and we're talking about Halloween at the Disneyland Resort and also the Oogie Boogie Bash and all sorts of fun stuff, Plaza de la Familia. It's all happening, and we've got your sneak peek along with those tickets coming up this morning. Yeah, so what has been your favorite so far? Did you eat anything good yesterday?
Let me see. What was... you know me, I'm so bad at like names. I had a chili bowl. It was a chili bread bowl.
Okay.
Other than that, I think the food portion we're gonna do today. I'm gonna do that and also more of the roller coasters like what you're mentioning. But Indiana Jones, there's an Indiana Jones ride. It's called the Indiana Jones ride. That, and have you all ridden?
Have you been to Disneyland before?
This is like my. Honestly, Mercedes, like my third or fourth time.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, yeah, you sound like you're experiencing a lot of firsts here. That's cool.
A lot of firsts. So I'm kind of like a newbie.
Okay,
for sure.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, did you get a churro?
I've had a churro before. I had it last time, but I'm gonna get one today.
Yeah, you got to do. You got to do a churro when you come to Disneyland. That is an absolute must for sure.
Cool. And the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. That's the ride.
That's a fun one. That's brand new. Well, yeah. It was new last year, and that is a lot of fun. I love that one.
And the air conditioning is amazing, by the way.
Yes, you've got to love a little air conditioning for sure. Well, make sure you keep it here. Like I said, we've got your tickets to enjoy Halloween time or the holidays or whatever you want coming up 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up this morning, we've got your tickets to go see Brandy and Monica. That is going to be an amazing show. They are coming to town. They are going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. So stick around for that. But I was going to do the pre-show you pick, and we're actually running a little late. So yeah, coming up next, we have What's Trending. Man, if you were at that Beyonce concert over the weekend, you were in for a treat. Cowboy Carter's show had a surprise no one saw coming. Actually, three of them, and we'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Beyonce is trending this morning as we broadcast live from the Disneyland Resort, and I just lost my Wi-Fi, Steph, so give me a Beyonce.
I will definitely give you a...
She closed out her Cowboy Carter tour by casually throwing one of the most stacked finales that we've seen in years. Destiny's Child reunited on stage. Yes, Michelle and Kelly were there. They gave us Lose My Breath, Energy, and Bootylicious. Like, they never even took a break. And I know you were at that show. How amazing was it?
Can you hear my voice a little crackly?
Yes.
I was screaming on the top of my lungs. So the first night of Beyonce, no guests came out. And that's fine. I was enjoying the show. But we knew, as the Beehive, that she was going to close out her Cowboy Carter tour with something big. And she even came out on stage on that second night saying, I've got a special night prepared for you guys. But Destiny's Child was not what we were expecting. And the whole crowd, I still am shaking from it because it was just so incredible.
That was just a surprise that I don't think anyone saw coming. Also, Jay-Z showed up for Crazy in Love. I hear you grunting there, Julian.
Yeah,
were you a fan of that?
I'm just, I'm very jealous. I'm happy for you too, Steph. Because I made it to the Friday show, but I don't know why. In the back of my head, I thought, you know what? She's going to bring on a surprise guest at least on Friday and then bring out maybe one or two on Saturday. So I thought I was going to at least see somebody. Beyonce was great, and I'm a Beehive member in training. I'm not on your level, Steph, or maybe you, Mercedes, but I wish I would have gotten tickets or I could have found something for Saturday.
Yeah.
Because, man, she is just top notch. She is just an incredible performer. There are just, sometimes there are no words. And, yeah, man, no words on this one.
Also,
awesome.
Shaboozy performed Sweet Honey Buckin' with her and somehow managed to hold his own in a night full of these heavy hitters. He, just all the videos that I've seen, he was great too. It wasn't just a concert, obviously. It was Beyonce reminding everyone she can still break the internet without even trying.
Yeah.
And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resort, celebrating 70 years. It's so funny because yesterday we were in the park and I saw a woman who had a birthday sash on and she was also turning 70. And I was like, she's been alive as long as Disneyland. It was the sweetest thing. She was having the best time. And we know you are ready to make the trip here, whether it is for Halloween time or the holidays. And we have Stephanie Graves here with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Welcome to Disneyland.
Thank you. I mean, what a welcome it has been. I mean, I think it's no surprise that this is the happiest place on earth, but there's just something special about spending a holiday here at Disneyland.
I am so glad you said that because you are so right. And this is really the time to do it because we have our 70th celebration that will continue on through Halloween and the holidays.
Oh, that's
so
not stopping.
Get a sprinkle of all of it at once. And so that's why I'm here, is because I want to give you like all the tips and tricks and kind of best ways to make the most of your time, because there is so much to see right now. Like, I can't even get into nearly as much detail as I normally would because we'd be here for 20 minutes.
Well, let's get into some of those tips and tricks, because yeah, I know a lot of families are already looking to start planning their vacations here. And so what advice do you give to a family or, you know, a couple that's ready to make the trip out here?
Absolutely. So start at Disneyland.com. That is where you're going to make your reservations and buy your tickets. We'll switch that. Buy your ticket, then make your reservation. And I'm really a fan of the three-day ticket. And no, it's like you have to say that. No. It really is a great value, because if you're coming, especially from out of town, you're going to need some place to stay. You have now a day for Disneyland, a day for Disney California Adventure, and then a day for Downtown Disney, and then anything happening in your hotel. Because even at all three hotels, there are so many different seasonal overlays, celebrations, things to do, that from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, you can just be taking all of it in. And you'll get early entry into the park if you are at one of the hotels. So that's
such
how
a
you
bonus.
Start to like get the three-day ticket, stay at a hotel here, and then you even get extra time. But then you're literally surrounded by it, because the decor doesn't end when you leave Main Street. It's in the Esplanade. It's in Downtown Disney. Mm. It's in all three hotels, so you really get to take in the magic everywhere you go. So I think that's where you start. Then you get into the parks. Have you downloaded the app yet?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. It was recommended for me to download the app yesterday. I was going to ask you about that. So, yeah, perfect segue. Talk
Love
to
it.
Us about the app.
We are reading each other's minds right now.
We're
it's
doing
great.
It. Doing
so
it.
That app is like everything you need to navigate your day. So first of all, you can book your lightning lanes. For the audience members at home, the lightning lane, you want to save those for like your must-see attractions. Mm-hmm. We're talking like Radiator Springs Racers, Rise of the Resistance. Like, it's totally worth the little extra investment to skip the line and skip all of those people.
You feel so fancy when you see everyone standing in line and you're like, bye.
So that gets booked on the app, but then any information on the attraction. I was just talking to a family with a lot of young kids, and you can look up, you know, how tall you have to be to ride the attraction, which is super important. And it's got all of those wait times. And then it's also got all of your show times. There's so much entertainment currently for the 70th, but then also starting August 22nd, we will have all of our Halloween decor and entertainment. And then through the 31st, we will have all of that. And then it's like
November 1st.
Bippity boo. Yes. November 14th.
Oh, 14th.
So,
okay.
You know, we're not the fairy godmother.
Take some time.
Take some time. Because we deck this place for the holidays. And once again, it is all of the hotels. It is the Christmas tree on Main Street USA. It is the Festival of Holidays in Disney California Adventure Park. And Disney California Adventure Festival of Holidays, oh my goodness, it is wall-to-wall food.
Yes.
Wall-to-wall entertainment. Like, there's so many shows at this time, and it's from all different cultures and from all different traditions, all coming in. So that happens all the way through January 7th.
We're just listening to some singers behind you, and they're singing some of the holiday songs, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's July, it's but I'm ready for the holidays.
Right on cue. And that is the magic of the Disneyland Resort, everyone. You start talking about the holidays, and right on cue, here are the carolers coming out.
The magic is real, you guys. Stephanie, thank you so much. You are a plethora of information. And if you have any questions, you can call us, text us, 702-364-9400. And just a reminder, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up at 7:30. Thank you so much,
thank
Stephanie.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
Love talking to you. She has the best info, I'm telling you. Like, the app is no lie. You can even order your food on there and just, like, go pick it up. You don't have to stand in any line. It's
I love
amazing.
That. I'm learning something every single day. And it's useful for me, but the fact that, you know what I mean, we're still learning here. I'm still learning. And me and my friend were here yesterday. And everything you said is just on point. You really need, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Because right when you get into town, you can spend the entire day in town.
Right.
It's just, yeah. So thank you, Steph.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
It's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
We already knew that we were addicted, but now we have the numbers to prove it. A new survey has found that Americans are spending more than 10 hours a day online. That's almost half of our entire day. We're giving it all to emails and TikToks and streaming and pretending we're researching when we're really just looking up, you know, what's going on with Travis and Taylor. But out of those 10 plus hours, 5.4 are spent doing workish things like emails and paying bills and scrolling just to relax and stuff like that. But the other five are all about content. We're talking streaming shows and movies and videos and stuff like that.
It's definitely not a shocker. I mean, I think we talked briefly about something similar last week, right? How much we spend, how much screen time on our phones, all right? And I think on average, yours was how many hours a day?
Oh, gosh.
Six?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like at, I think, like 19? No.
That was
no,
a long time.
You would think it was 16 hours. And you know what it is? It's just because everything is placed on our phones, you know? Even like our financial statements. Do you find yourself like checking all your financials and your business your business purposes on your phone as well?
Yeah, I mean that I don't have anywhere else to check them. So
that's the go-to.
Also, speaking of Taylor and Travis, Taylor, she might be quietly plotting her next cultural takeover. There's a new report out that says that she was spotted filming a secret music video in L.A. last week. Here's the twist, though. It was so hush-hush that even the people on the set weren't allowed to hear the actual song, just the beat. Now, to be fair, it's kind of brilliant. Taylor's brilliant. She knows that the Swifties can crack her codes if you give them half a lyric. So no lyrics, no leaks. That's what's going to happen. But the source claims that even though she's taking a break from touring and spending a lot of time with Travis, she's still working on projects. And so we're going to be well-fed, Swifties. I have a feeling something big is happening.
Absolutely. That builds upon my thoughts of just she's always like in the lab. I know that she's been spending a lot of time with Travis, but I mean, this is her passion, right? I mean, when you love something, you're always going to pursue it. I feel like everything is very calculated. You know what I mean? I feel like everything is steps for her. And even though she's spending time with her boo, she's also been working on this project as well.
Yeah, for sure. Finally, this morning, new research shows couples tend to get along better on the weekend. Not because they suddenly love each other more. Not because, but it's because they're less stressed. No work deadlines, no kids to rush out the door, no forgotten lunch boxes, stuff like that. Experts say the combo of more free time and shared routines and actual face-to-face connection helps couples feel closer. But here's the thing. It's not foolproof, though. If you go into the weekend with, like, clashing expectations, like one of you wants, like, a romantic movie night and then the other one wants to go
clean the garage. A fight is probably going to happen. The key, they say, is being intentional. Plan your time, agree on your vibe. Maybe don't talk about chores until Sunday night.
What do y'all think? Is it true? I mean, you're the relationship people. I'm single.
I think that there's definitely less stress in the weekends. Like, during the week, there's a lot going on, whether it's for me or for him, and, you know, being somewhere, or, you know, whatever issues. But then the weekend is kind of like, whoo, I can actually relax now.
Steph? Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, on the weekends, it's the one time we do fight, though, on the weekends, is when we go grocery shopping, and it's in the middle of the Vegas heat. And we're cranky and we're tired. And I'm like, I want to eat this and he wants to eat that. And that's something that we really need to work on, too. It's like, okay, take a deep breath. It's hot. We have a lot of external factors. But at Costco on Saturday on Eastern, man, it's busy.
That'll tear apart the most strong relationship you've got is Costco on a weekend.
So. Exactly.
We are broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resort. And coming up in just about a half hour, we're going to have your tickets to join us Halloween time, the holidays. It's all kicking off. Halloween time kicks off on August 22nd, and we want you to be a part of it. So make sure you're listening at 7:30. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We are broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resort. We are here getting ready for them to celebrate the holidays here. Halloween time kicks off August 22nd, which is just around the corner. Also, the holidays, they kick off on November 14th, and we've got your tickets coming up in a few minutes. You know, it's funny because just being here at Disney, it takes me back to, like, the Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever watch the Disney Channel?
Little bit, yeah, for sure, a little bit. I know you ladies did, right?
Oh my God, Playhouse Disney. There was Zoo Disney. I was such a Disney fan when I was a kid.
The shows, the outfits, the theme songs. But if you had to pick the four people who made the Disney Channel what it is, like the ones who built it from the ground up, we're talking like the charm, the talent, probably like a sparkly vest or something. Who's going on your Disney Channel Mount Rushmore? The four people. Like, I feel like number one is a non-negotiable, and see if you guys agree, but I feel like Raven Simone has to be the absolute first person on there. Like, she walked so the rest could run, basically, you know? So Raven was Disney's, like, first, I felt, real powerhouse sitcom. First black woman to lead a show on the network. And just, her comedic timing, and I feel like her physical comedy was so, so good.
And not even just that, like, even on the Cheetah Girls.
Yes.
Raven crushed it. And I think I love how they still kept that so Raven, even after her real name. There's not a lot of people that can do that.
And the remember the theme song? That's so Raven.
It's the future I can see.
That's so Raven.
It's the theme. Maybe I don't know the lyrics as much as I thought I did.
But yeah, do we agree Raven Simone for sure on the Mount Rushmore of Disney characters?
Yes, I'm going to agree.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep, I think all in agreement.
Okay, what about my next one is Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yo, yes. Hannah Montana. That was like on a whole another level, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now, why Hannah Montana? Why That's So Raven 1 and Hannah Montana 2?
If we're gonna be, I'm not really.
Oh no, there's not ranking.
I'm just it's just a four. But did you have a preference?
Well, I mean, I guess maybe because I followed Miley throughout her entire career, if that makes any sense. So maybe I just more emotionally connected to Miley. So I would say Hannah Montana, for sure. But yeah, no, That's So Raven, awesome as well.
I mean, I still will quote Hannah Montana to this day. Like, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody gets those days. And I love, too, with Hannah Montana that she actually had her real dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, as her dad. And seeing her as two. And like, how could not any of her friends notice her when she just took off her blonde wig?
It's like Clark Kent and Superman. Like, are you really going to tell me you don't recognize her? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Who goes on the Mount Rushmore of the Disney Channel? Who else do you guys have?
Oh, for me? Oh, my gosh. Okay. This might be a hot take, but Shia LaBeouf, when he was Lewis Stevens on Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. He's so good. I think that show in general, it just gave me, like, like, I wanted to be a prankster because of him. And I also loved Christy Carlson Romano, although she's not on my Mount Rushmore. But when she played his sister, Ren Stevens, I think they were such a great duo in that show that although she's not on my top, she's definitely up there.
I that is a hot take, but I see your logic behind it. Mm-hmm. I get it. I had Hilary Duff next. Like, I just felt like Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... Lizzie McGuire was like a force of the early 2000s Disney, was she not? She made it cool to be like awkward.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Like in your preteen.
Yes.
You're like going through all these different stages of your life. Like, I definitely related to her because I was her age when that show came out. So I'm figuring out life with Hilary Duff as Lizzie McGuire.
What do you think, Julian?
I'm going to go Lizzie McGuire. What about Selena? Selena Gomez, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Did you watch it?
I watch a little bit here and there. But again, you know, just following her whole career, I go back to, you know, just being a fan.
Alex Russo, man. She was the girl, and her brothers, and she just, like, she was so witty and so sharp on that show. I feel like that's how she is in real life, but, like, she was so funny, and it was such a dry, sarcastic humor on that show.
I loved their house. I don't know why I'm thinking about, like, when they are standing in the living room and how epic that scene, like, those scenes were. And didn't they, like, always go to a restaurant? Didn't the parents own a restaurant?
I think
like
so.
That.
I just love the mom on that show.
Yes.
She's in a ton of stuff. The mom, Mrs.
Cool.
Russo. So, yeah, that's we're getting some texts here. People are saying we forgot Zendaya.
Oh yes, Zendaya. I forgot.
What was
about
the show
too.
She was on with Bella Thorne?
Oh my gosh, I never watched
the dance
though.
One.
Yes.
Do you guys remember the dance?
Jasmine,
show?
Do you know it? Do you remember it?
What was that? Oh gosh, I watched it. What
is
was
it?
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Yes.
Shake it up. Yes.
Yeah. Hilary Duff, we're getting texts. Britney Spears, I mean.
There's so many.
If we have to go back, yeah. Britney Spears.
Mickey Mouse Club, right. Yeah.
Did you guys watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? My kids were little and that was their favorite show. That hot dog, hot diggity dog. Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. Annette just said, going old school, the original Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah, that one. Oh, Annette. Oh, you're talking Annette Funicello from the original?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That is really, I mean, I guess she was the one who started it all. You can't deprive her of that. So, yeah, we're broadcasting live at Disneyland, and we've got your tickets in just 20 minutes. And also in the 8 o'clock hour, tickets to see Brandy and Monica. Oh, my gosh. Here come the texts. Colin, Dylan Sprouse, Zac Efron. You guys aren't stopping. It's Mix 94.1.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we are broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resort. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have your 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to join us here. It is one of my favorite times of the year, and Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort is returning on August 22nd, and I mean, I just feel like that just kicks off the rest of the year for me. And we have Alexa Garcia here with us from Disneyland to tell us more. Hello, Alexa.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for being here so early. I feel like everyone that works for Disney loves what they do. They don't care what time of day it is.
Oh, yeah. We'll show up. I love working here. It's such a dream. And it's so much fun to be able to talk about these incredible times and celebrations that we have here at the resort.
Let's talk about Halloween time, because there's so much going on. I mean, yes. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get to all of it, because we're talking everything from just like the seasonal decor, which is amazing, to Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit, to Halloween Screams, to the Oogie Boogie Bash. Let's talk about just a general overview of what people
sure.
can expect.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Disneyland.com and the Disneyland app is going to be your best friend
yes.
for anyone planning their vacations and stays to the resort. I love using the app when I'm actually here, especially for that mobile order and just kind of seeing where everything is, entertainment. It's so helpful. So definitely download that. That's step one. For Halloween time, that is kicking off August 22nd. So it is coming up. We are so excited. I'm so excited. It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, when everything turns, the park turns, the pumpkins, the entrance.
Yes, the whole pumpkin festival down Main Street, USA. Of course, you've got that big giant Mickey pumpkin,
yes.
which is such a great spot for family photos. It just really captures the essence of the season. And of course, that will run through Halloween, so through October 31st. And then during that time as well, we will have the return of Plaza de la Familia.
Now talk about that experience.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful.
Absolutely. So that's happening in Disney California Adventure Park. Also running through the same time, but a couple extra days. It'll end November 2nd so that we capture Dia de los Muertos, which is the main celebration.
Dead, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So with the Halloween time, I know a lot of people love to go to the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yes.
That is a fan favorite, and I have been, and it is a blast. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because there are still tickets available for that.
Yes,
right?
Again, Disneyland.com. Go check it out. Go see if there's any dates that might work.
They're going fast, though, so you got to get out there now.
Yes, it is incredibly popular, but it's one of those few times that you have the opportunity to dress up in a costume as an adult.
Yes.
And go and trick or treat throughout the park. Kids, of course, you know, at a certain age, they can wear their costumes at the parks, but it's just so much fun. People get super into it, and I love seeing the creativity that our guests bring to the celebration. But yeah, trick or treating through the park, you see some really cool villains that you don't typically
yes.
see, it's just a really fun celebration. Of course, Oogie Boogie is your kind of grand host of the whole thing, so you'll definitely see touches of him throughout the park, even outside of the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Speaking of the decor tip, what about some of the fashions, if you will. How is that changing? What can one expect when it comes to Halloween, right?
Yes. I'm assuming we're talking about our character friends.
Absolutely. Good friends.
Mickey and Minnie have new Halloween outfits that you'll see. Very colorful, very vibrant. So it's always fun to see what they come up with during the Halloween season. So definitely great for getting those photos. And you'll just see, you know, they like to change things up depending on where you're at.
It's going to be an amazing time, Halloween time. And plus, the 70th celebration does not end yet. It's still going to be going on during Halloween time.
That little thing we got going on, little milestone.
We'll just
throw
that in, too. Yeah, so it's such a great time to come and visit and see everything and be a part of the 70th celebration.
You know, I forgot to ask. The food. We can't forget the food.
We were saving the best for last.
The best for last. The food and the drinks to come on Halloween time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The foodie blog that comes out on Disney Parks blog is my go-to because usually it'll list out everything that's coming out for the season and where to find it. So that is super helpful. The menu over at Paradise Garden Grill that has come out so far for Plaza de la Familia looks so good.
What kind of things do they have on it?
It's usually Latin inspired, of course, because it's heavily Mexican inspired. But you've got a lot of different, you know, some taco plates and just really, really delicious items. I can't recommend one because I want to recommend them all.
We're gonna have one of each, please. Alexa, thank you so much. We are so excited to be here broadcasting live. And guess what? It's time to win your tickets right now. We have 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And not only will you win those tickets, but you will be qualified for a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with 4 3-day, one park per day tickets. All you got to do right now is conquer the Mega Minute. That's 60 seconds. And it's 10 questions. You get all 10 correct in that time, and you are going to be joining us at the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We are broadcasting live from Disneyland. Here's what's going on. You know your company's kind of going through it when your best option is, let's call Gwyneth Paltrow. The data company astronomer, they just hired her as their temporary spokesperson. Not because she's a data expert, but because she's the ex-wife of Coldplay's Chris Martin. And Coldplay is where it all went wrong for them. In case you missed the whole scandal, astronomer's CEO and chief people officer, both married to other people. They were caught cuddled up on the kiss cam at the Coldplay concert. And once that footage hit the internet, people went full CSI. They got identified, shamed, promptly resigned. So what does a company do when it's known less for their analytics and more for their office affairs? They hire Gwyneth to calm the PR storm with her soothing little goop voice and her ability to, you know, make everything sound classy. So she did this video, and she dodged the drama so much. It was just so funny promoting the company's upcoming conference that they have going on.
I feel like it's a good move. What do you think, the fact that they got Gwyneth Paltrow? Because it kind of, for lack of a better word, it kind of takes away all the criticism on them, right? And kind of shifts the focus on her. Because I mean, I can't think of anyone that's ever been mad at Gwyneth Paltrow. You know?
You can't? People don't like her because of her goop. Do you know her goop website?
I guess not.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. She sells, like, things on that website that are ridiculously priced. And it's, like, a candle for, like, $180.
Okay,
like,
okay. So
I think it's more just to poke fun at the whole situation, you know, like Coldplay, here's the ex.
And right.
So maybe it softens the scandal without denying it, you know what I mean?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, okay.
Also this morning, cottage cheese is suddenly the it girl of the dairy aisle. Are we going to have a cottage cheese shortage here? I guess it's just flying off the shelves. And it's not because, like, your grandma is restocking it. Americans are obsessed with high-protein, low-sugar foods right now, especially those people that are following GLP-1 plans. And cottage cheese checks every single box. People are baking with it, blending it into ice cream, turning it in their pasta sauces. So I guess cottage cheese is having like a full-blown renaissance right now. And some brands are saying they literally can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah, so here's the thing. My mom, when I was growing up, she always said, eat your vegetables, try to be healthy, etc. And as I was growing up, she always said, also cottage cheese. And that is just, I can never get into it. I don't know what it is, Mercedes. I don't know if you eat it, but it's just, it's a texture for me.
Yeah.
Just looking at it kind of freaks me out.
I eat it a lot because I try to get like 100 grams of protein a day.
Sure.
And I want to do it the quickest way possible because I don't want to just sit there and like eat a ton of like chicken breasts and this and that. And with cottage cheese, you can get a lot of protein for a lot of bang for your buck. And so I haven't noticed it's been selling out yet, but you know, I guess I don't go through it that fast.
Aside
honestly.
From the health benefits, though, do you actually like it?
I do.
The texture? You do.
I do like it. I don't necessarily like the texture, but I do like the taste of it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you mix it with anything?
I do with bacon, turkey bacon, and that just ups my protein.
Yum, yum, yum.
So it is delicious. Finally, this morning, Bill Gates, he is predicting that in the future, we're going to stop carrying cell phones. We're going to wear them. As in electronic tattoos. He's talking tiny subdermal sensors that will track your health, let you make calls, scroll the web, all without needing a screen. So basically your arm could text your mom and check the weather while you're brushing your teeth. It's kind of crazy. The tech is being developed by a company called Chaotic Moon. And Bill Gates think it could eventually replace smartphone. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, they also think that the future is wearable tech, but Apple's Tim Cook, he's like, not so fast. Yeah, obviously, he's the creator. they have the iPhone, so he's going to be probably pulled back on that one. But man, that's creepy, having your phone be on your body.
I think it's too much. Like, it's like on a whole different level. I'm with Tim, man. I think there's going to be an issue. One, with who's going to be able to buy this? Like, who's going to be able to afford it, right? This is definitely not going to be for everyone, you know? It's not like your insurance, every single insurance plan is going to be able to cover this. And then two, it's essentially just like you said, it's a tattoo. And not everyone's going to, I'm not going to put like, I'm not going to have someone tattoo these benefits, whatever you want to call it, into my skin. I don't care how easy it is. I don't care how much it makes my life more stress-free. It's just some people are just not into certain things. You know what I mean? I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I don't even have a regular tattoo. I'm not going to get a phone tattoo. It's
Can you
not
imagine
happening.
If you actually got this done, but you don't have a regular
yeah,
tattoo?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we are broadcasting live from Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. We are going to get you tickets all week long. It is almost Halloween time, and then, of course, the holidays, and we're going to be talking to some of our friends here from Disneyland in just a couple of minutes. But in honor of being at Disney and all things Disney, Steph, what you got?
I've got a game. Well, what are you guys ready?
Yes, let's
please,
do it.
Please excuse my crackled voice from Beyonce, but it's called Name That Disney Movie. So I'm going to put you two to the test, Mercedes and Julian. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a short audio clip from an iconic Disney movie. It might be a famous line or a popular dialogue from a Disney movie scene. But here's the thing, Mercedes. You're going to go first.
Okay.
You'll hear the clip. Try to guess which Disney movie it's from. But if you get it wrong, Julian will have the chance to steal and give his answer.
Ooh.
Okay. You like that?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's do this. It's Name That Disney Movie with Mercedes up first. Here is clip number one.
I can't believe I did this!
Mother would be so furious.
Name That Disney Movie.
Honestly, I couldn't hear it.
One more time, okay? Ready?
I can't believe I did this!
Mother would be so furious.
If you had to give it a guess.
I feel like this is Mercedes' strength, even if she can't hear it.
She's,
I feel like she'd get it right anyway.
She said, I can't believe I did this. Mother would be so furious.
I'm gonna say Rapunzel.
You are.
Or Tangled, I mean.
Correct.
Stop it. Are you kidding me?
I knew it. She knows it without even hearing the audio.
I don't know how I got that because I could not even hear
that. That is insane.
That is so weird.
So just being transparent, it's a little hard to hear the beds, right? Yes. And the audio. So we're like, let's just give it a shot. And then Mercedes, you got it right.
That is crazy. I have no idea how I got that.
All right. That's 1-0. Julian, okay. You're up next.
Can we just stop the game now?
No. Let's just try. Here is Disney clip number 2.
Rubber's not quite ready. You'll just have time to wash.
Wash? Oh, wash, wash. There's a catch to it.
Name that Disney movie, Julian.
It's so hard for me to remember because it's... Okay, no excuses. Snow White.
Is it Snow White? You are correct.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
Good job. Good job, you guys. 1-1.
I can't believe it.
I can't hear any of these, so just the fact that he got it, I'm impressed.
First time I've tied her in anything.
All right, Mercedes, name that Disney movie. Here is clip number 3.
How can you read this? There's no pictures.
Well, some people use their imagination.
Name that Disney movie.
I'm going to say, Cars.
Cars? You are incorrect.
Sorry.
That was Beauty and the Beast.
The scene between
Gaston and Belle.
I'm supposed to do the steal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Steal. No, hold on.
I totally forgot the steal part.
Rewind. That was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my God.
Winner.
Julian, you are correct.
Yay. You win.
Can we just try one more round?
Just for fun.
Okay,
sure.
Let's name that Disney movie clip number 4. Julian, here you go.
You stole your father's armor, ran away from home, impersonated a soldier, dishonored the Chinese army, destroyed my palace, and you have saved us all.
Gosh. Name that Disney movie, Julian.
I should know this. He said Chinese, and I'm Chinese. I should know this. I'm going to Google this one.
No, Google.
Okay, fine.
Because I know it.
Jumanji isn't a Disney movie, is it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Why do you get more than one guess?
Okay, you're right.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Do you want to try for this
Mulan.
Deal?
Mulan.
You are Mercedes. Correct.
This is so embarrassing. Congratulations.
Can we do one more then?
Sure.
Okay, name that Disney movie clip number 5. Mercedes, here you go.
What makes him think he is worthy of the princess?
Just let her meet me. I will win your daughter.
How dare you? All of you, standing around deciding my future? I am not a prize to be won.
Name that Disney movie.
Aladdin?
You are correct.
All right.
Good job, you guys. Wow.
Okay, congratulations.
So it was technically a tie because we gave Julian that one. So we ended on a tie.
Oh, I thought I won.
No, I think she won, actually.
You did
win? Because I got one extra question.
Yeah. She did.
Do we want to just give a high five and just say we're all winners?
We're all winners today. More coming up here live from the Disneyland Resort. We are going to tell you all about Halloween time and the upcoming holidays. That is on the way. It's Mixed 94.1.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, broadcasting live from Disneyland. You can probably hear in the background the singers, the live entertainment. And speaking of live entertainment, we have the producer of Disney Live Entertainment, Tanya Derna. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, guys.
Hello. It's so good to have you on with us this morning. Your job has got to be so cool.
Oh, it's the best. It is the best.
How did you get to do what you're doing?
Oh, my gosh. I've actually worked for Disney for 35 years.
No way.
Yep. I started as a performer. So I'm a theater girl. So a lot of us that work in Disney Live Entertainment come from that background. So, yeah, I started performing. And then I did tons of different jobs here for 35 years. I've been a stage manager, production manager, tons of stuff. So now I'm producing.
Talk to us about this because it is about to be Halloween time and the holidays are coming. And I love the entertainment that you guys provide to your guests. I mean, Disneyland is more than rides. It's more than food. It really is about the entertainment that you put on for us.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we work really, really hard to, you know, make it all so magical. So, yeah, right now we're working on Halloween, and that opens August 22nd. So coming up, I know. So we're bringing back Halloween Screams, which is our nighttime spectacular. So our team works on all the fireworks and the parades. We have a Halloween cavalcade where you can see Mickey and Minnie and all their friends in, like, their cute new outfits.
I saw their new outfits. They're adorable.
So our team, costuming team, produces those. They design them. So that's all part of Disney Live Entertainment. And they will switch for the holidays, too. So starting on November 14th, you'll see them in new outfits for the holidays as well.
Now, what about also, you know, the staples like Paint the Night and World of Color, the World of Color Happiness, all those, stand corrected, they're still going to be around.
Oh, yeah. So Paint the Night, which we brought back for our 70th anniversary, which we're celebrating now, that's going to be staying through the Halloween season. And then World of Color Happiness, which is our new World of Color spectacular show, that's going to be staying as well all the way through the holidays.
Now, when it comes to the holidays, what do you have going on for, like, the Christmas time and stuff like that?
Yeah, so over at Disney California Adventure, we have the Festival of Holidays, so that is coming back, and if you can hear in the background, this is Joy. So they're an a cappella group, and they'll be performing for us in Sonoma Terrace, which is a venue over in Disney California Adventure, and they celebrate Kwanzaa. So we just don't celebrate Christmas.
Sure.
We celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Viva Navidad is returning. So we celebrate all of the seasons over at Disney California Adventure. And then over at Disneyland, all of our favorites are coming back. A Christmas Fantasy Parade, which is the classic, our favorite Christmas parade. as well as Believe in Holiday Magic.
Oh, that
fireworks.
One's so amazing.
I know, when the castle just lights up and it snows down Main Street.
Beautiful.
It's magical. Really, there is seriously no better time than the holidays at the Disneyland Resort.
And what's great is this is all part of the experience. This is, you know, you get to see these shows. You just make sure you get your spot. You can check everything out. If you had to pick one that's like your baby of all of those shows, what do you pick?
So mine is, since I have two kids, so they're now 12 and 14, but since they were little, I've been bringing them to Disney California Adventure every year to see Santa.
Oh, yes.
So that is my baby. Like, so I work with the elves to bring Santa over to Redwood Creek Challenge Trail. And so every year I get the same picture with Santa. So I have pictures of them over in Disney California Adventure over the years. And now they're 12 and 14.
That's amazing.
I love it. And then he's also going to come over to Fantasyland Theater at Disneyland. So he'll visit over there as well as the hotels.
Just make sure that Santa has some time for the adults as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because yeah. Absolutely.
I just need to get one picture.
Absolutely.
I've been trying.
Absolutely. Okay.
Cool. Well, Tanya, we cannot wait to spend the holidays with you guys. You're always so hospitable. You treat every guest like they are a prince or a princess. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you.
We
appreciate it. And make sure you keep listening, because we've got your Disney tickets all week long. Your next chance to win will happen tomorrow morning, 7:30. And we've got a chance for you to win some really cool concert tickets in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We are broadcasting live from Disneyland this morning. Here is what's going on. How much money would you need to magically appear in your bank account for you to breathe a little easier?
That's really tough to say. I would say right now, it would have to be easily $1 million.
$1 million?
Liquidity. Liquidity.
Okay. Well, according to a new Charles Schwab survey, the answer is $839,000. That's what Americans say they need to be feeling financially comfortable. Not rich, just able to sleep without, you know, mentally calculating how many months you can push off that weird car noise or whatever you have going on. When asked what counts as wealthy, the number jumps to 2.3 million. That's up there. But, you know, there's hope. Around 24% of people say they're on their way to feeling wealthier. And Gen Z, they are the most optimistic. 43% say they are either already wealthy or on track to be wealthy.
Wow. Do they have any specific numbers, like what their idea is on what wealthy is, Gen Z's?
No.
Okay. That's cool.
The study also found that most people associate wealth less with money and more with happiness, health, relationships, and just having actual free time.
Yeah, that's so real. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, you know, the value on currency, that's important, obviously, with money. But also, just like you mentioned, you know, being, you know, having a great family and just being happy in life and just being feeling secure in yourself. That is also currency in itself. And sometimes we tend to overlook that, right?
Yeah, I still think $839,000 sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Also this morning, they finally did it. After years of flop after flop, Marvel's most cursed franchise has officially been redeemed. The Fantastic Four First Steps crushed the weekend box office with a massive $118 million debut, marking the first time a Fantastic Four movie has landed with audiences and critics at the same time. It's the glow up that we weren't expecting, but are definitely here for. Coming in second was Superman, and then Jurassic World Rebirth is still hanging in there at third.
Think Pedro Pascal? Is it Pascal? Pascal?
Pascal?
Pascal? You think that he had a big part to play in it? Because I saw some of the trailers, and look, I'm not a, you know, it's no secret. I'm not the superhero expert, but I'm looking at the trailer. I'm like, yeah, this looks really good. I watch this.
I just want to see it. And it had, I mean, Pedro being in it is great, but I just think it looks really good. The Rotten Tomatoes reviews were really good on it. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see it at some point for sure.
Sure, same.
Finally, this morning, a new study says if you're compulsively checking your phone, posting every snack you eat, and scrolling until your thumb goes numb, it's probably not because you're lonely. It's because you are bored with honestly, that is both a relief and an insult. Researchers found that boredom is a bigger trigger for social media addiction than social isolation, especially if you're, they say, a little manipulative. Like that trait shows up strong in people with higher scroll rates. So if you love chaos and you love Instagram stories, science sees you on this one.
Shots fired. So they're basically saying just what you said, that there's signs of manipulation if someone just spent, that's a blanket statement to say, right? For someone that spends a lot of time on social media, I feel you can't pinpoint every single person by saying that, right?
It didn't say every single person. It just says that they're that you could be a little manipulative.
I take it personally.
You do. Does it hit too close to home?
Well, maybe. Look, at the end of the day, I think it's easy to your phone's right there, and I think that now that you've shared the story, there are definite times for me personally speaking that where I probably was bored. And it's filling the gap. You know, or I use it as an excuse when I really should be doing work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we've all been guilty of it, right?
Sure.
I just maybe instead of posting, like I said, every snack you eat, maybe we look out a window or journal or something. Like that. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we are broadcasting live at the happiest place on earth, the Disneyland Resort. It has been so much fun out here these past couple of days. I mean, going to both parks, Disneyland and California Adventure, it has been a blast. And I'm so excited to talk to our next guest. This is Phil Ander. Good morning.
Hey. How are you all
good
today?
Good.
You are very well dressed, by the way, sir.
I'm trying. I try to get a little holiday color in there. This kind of works Halloween and holidays a little bit, right?
Looking good. What is your actual job title here?
So not only do I get to double as Disneyland Resort spokesperson, but I'm also a VIP tour host when I work here as well.
I have always wanted to go on one of those VIP tours. Tell us a little bit about those.
So one of the best parts about it is that, I mean, the cool thing, of course, is that we help you expedite a lot of waiting that happens here because we're a popular place. But I get to sharing the magic of it. So Disneyland is a lot more than just its attractions and its entertainment, but as a host, I get to kind of share the backstories behind things, the, you know, 70 years for this place. You know, there's a lot of stories and fun nods to our history and heritage are hidden throughout the resort, so we kind of get to peek behind the curtain in little cases like that. So we also act as like a concierge, so we help you plan your entire day as well. So my job, hilariously, is to make sure you do the least amount of thinking.
You take the pictures, you hold
bags,
but you have all the knowledge about this place. Is there one tidbit that you could give us that you give your tours so interesting about the park that people just are like, wow.
Yeah, a great thing I like to say. Okay, so we'll keep it holiday themed right now. So a fun thing I like to talk about when you go to the Haunted Mansion. So for the Halloween season coming up, we actually changed the Haunted Mansion to Haunted Mansion Holiday, where Jack Skellington ends up. Oh, I hear the music. Wow. You all are pros.
We're setting the mood.
So Haunted Mansion Holiday changes. So a lot of people sometimes unaware. So Madame Leota, she's the very spooky woman that's in the ball. So that is the face of a woman that it was an Imagineer for Disney called Leota Toombs. So her name, Madame Leota, is actually derived from the lady whose face that you see in the attraction. So when we created the new version of this attraction for the Halloween season called Haunted Mansion Holiday, Madame Leota's in there, but she says different things. Leota Toombs had already passed away at the time, so we hired another woman to reprise Madame Leota for that time period. And believe it or not, the person who looked the most like her to match was her daughter, Kim Irvine. So when you ride that attraction, if you ride it today after you finish, you'll see Leota Toombs, her mother. But if you come back and ride it during our holiday season, it's her daughter. So both mother and daughter are immortalized on that attraction, depending on when you ride it throughout the year.
So fascinating. We would have never known that if you wouldn't have told us that. That's so cool. So talk to us more about the holiday season. And so what's one of your favorite things to do here during the holidays?
For us, for me, it's usually entertainment. I'm a huge fan of our entertainment here. We are definitely a entertainment and storytelling company. So I love that the holiday season, we create such fantastic spectaculars. So a big one for me is the Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks Spectacular. Oh. So, you know, fireworks are a huge deal for Disneyland. We've been doing this since 1956, so a long time. But this show is really beautiful because not only is Main Street lit up so wonderfully with Christmas lights, we have our 60-foot tall Christmas tree in Town Square.
It's always so beautiful. It's like, you guys outdo it every single year.
Even me working here, I've been here for 15 years, I'm always continuously blown away. When I first walked into this room, I was like, oh, wow.
They're getting ready.
They're doing it. But then, you know, Sleeping Beauty Castle has those stunning LED lights that make it look like icicles are on it. Like, and then we make it snow on Main Street, which is a huge deal for us in Southern California because we don't get snow here.
Not really.
Like, oh my God, we're having such a great time.
So let me ask you this. With so many things, you have so much knowledge going on. For someone that experiencing Disneyland for the first, second, third, fourth time, what have you, so much to consume. How can you make it easier? Now, I know about the app.
Yes.
Right? We know about that. Are there any other tidbits of information that you can share with someone that's looking to navigate potentially with their family Disneyland?
I usually like to tell people it's tough, but start early with us. You know, you got to roll out of bed. Early birds really get it going here. You know, we have a lot of stuff that's crammed to this time period, and I always want to make sure that guests get to maximize their time. So the app, like you mentioned, does a great job of letting you know where things are and what time and how long the waits are for certain things. But getting started early, because we're so locally based, you know, Southern California, we have a lot of locals or annual pass holders, or we call them magic key holders.
Yeah.
They usually don't start their day with us until like noon or like the afternoon.
Yeah.
So the morning time is so empty. Because it's a lot of our... It's so empty.
I would never would think that.
It's a lot of our tourists. So people that have flown from out of town or out of country, out of state, they are here because they're only here for 2 or 3 days. So they are trying to maximize their time here as much as they can. But it doesn't usually get busy at our resort or very popular until like maybe later on in the afternoon. Because a lot of our locals, they come in after they finish their obligations like work or school, right? So our evenings are very popular. But the morning, like that first 2-3 hours, it's empty.
Especially if you stay at one of the Disneyland hotels.
Yes, you get an even earlier.
Yes, that is the best. So make sure all things Disney, go to their website and get your tickets now. It's going to be an amazing Halloween season, holiday season. Lander, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to have your tickets all week long. Keep listening. 7:30 tomorrow morning, another 4-pack for you. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we are broadcasting live at the Disneyland Resort. It is almost Halloween time. The holidays are right around the corner, and I am dying because I see my favorite dessert in the whole park.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
These.
Ooh,
these.
I'm not going to say it. You say
are
it.
Amazing. But let's talk to our Disneyland Resort chef that is joining us, Elena. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Can you tell everyone who's listening what I am pointing to? This is my favorite dessert in the Disneyland park, and you can only get it during the holidays.
Yes. So, of course, our Mickey gingerbread cookies have to come back.
Oh, my gosh. These are the best gingerbread cookies I've ever had in my entire life. What do you guys sprinkle? Like pixie dust in these or something? What's going on?
A little of that, a little of magic, a little of everything.
Oh, I mean, really. I feel like the food is one of the biggest stars of the park, and you're in it. Talk to us about some of the seasonal food and beverages that we can expect for Halloween time and for the holidays.
So we actually are going to have about 160 offerings during this time, and 89 of those are brand new. So I highly suggest everybody to go onto the Disneyland Parks blog food guide because... It's a lot.
There
you
is a lot.
And you want to plan ahead.
What did you bring here? You got their gingerbread cookies. What's the other thing in here?
So for Halloween time, which is going to start on August 22nd.
What is that? That looks delicious.
We have our jalapeno cream cheese bread.
Stop it.
Drizzled with some hot honey on top.
Where can you get this?
So that's going to be offered over at Disney's California Adventure, and you can find them in the outdoor vending carts.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this. You said you have how many new items?
89.
Yes. So I think it's a good assortment. Do you have any suggestions for anyone that's maybe looking for For me, I'm a big coffee fan. I hear you have a, can I say it?
Yeah.
You have a peppermint cold brew coming?
Yes, we do. So that's going to be for the holidays.
Yeah.
That'll start November 14th. But yeah, our cold brews have really become very popular here in the resort. So a peppermint one sounds delicious.
It's so nice because, I mean, I look forward to trying all the seasonal offerings. But then you have like the standbys, like the churros and the corn dogs. And I mean, every single time I come to the park, I enjoy one of those. What is your go-to? If you had to pick something that Elena's like, oh, when I go to the park, I always get what? What is it for you?
Oh, my God. The beignets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had those yesterday.
I was walking by. Delicious, huh?
They're so good. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they have seasonal flavors of those. Also, I remember one year they had the peppermint ones. Are they going to do that again this year?
Well, when you come November 1st,
you can check that out. I sometimes, too, I've noticed during the holidays time here at Disneyland, there's like a line for the candy canes. The candy canes are huge. Can you talk to us a little bit about those?
Yeah, they're just so popular, and you know, you can see them making it too, so you can see like all the work that goes behind it just to make them. But there's, I don't even know how much more to express, like how much time and effort it takes for them to make them, how much they produce, and it's just so popular. I love it. And
like, you have to get a number to get those. Yeah. That's how popular they are. Yeah. And it's worth it. It's the best candy cane I've ever had in my life. It's so good.
Really? I love it. Yeah, it's, you have to try it.
Like, you're selling me. Like, I really want to try it now.
I don't know if they're going to do it again this year, but one year they had, like, the candy canes that broke, and they had bags of those pieces that you could buy those, too. And I was like, this is amazing.
We don't want anything to go to waste. I know. Right, we love that. But, yeah, I trust me, it's worth it going to try it. I know a lot of people, there's some people who don't like peppermint or put off, but those, like, you know, the added magic.
There's no one that will not like that.
I almost feel, Lena, that maybe one, if one had the time to maybe set aside a whole day to try out all these foods, would you think that's a good idea? I mean, you have the parks, then you have the merch, then you have the food. I mean, those are three separate things, right?
Oh, yeah. So that's why I said you need to plan ahead and, like, make sure you take the time to look at everything. Go over to the Disneyland Parks foodie blog and make sure that you're checking every item out, going onto the Disneyland.com app and everything, because there's just, you don't want to miss any of it.
You don't. And no. I always feel like the calories don't count when you're at Disney, because you're walking everywhere. And so it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Elena, thank you so much
for
joining us. You definitely want to check that out. And check out that food blog. Seriously, you will not believe some of the stuff that they have come up with this year. It really is amazing. So again, your tickets to check out the happiest place and the yummiest place on earth tomorrow morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We'll have them for you. It's Mix 94.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.